ball spark. You want good words? Data Languager.
Talk real sports with a real man.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
And now, here's the be-all, end-all, know-it-all of high school, college, and pro sports. Aaron Skinny Calc with The Skinny on Sports.
We're talking about practice, man. I'm the MVP.
Deep breath, everybody.
In through the mouth, out through the nose.
Welcome into the Skinny on Sports on 98.1 FM, 1240 AM, KADS, the sports animal. I'm Jared Atha filling in for Aaron Calc today. Aaron is out. He is out for a good cause, though. He is golfing at the Elk City Firefighters' first annual golf tournament where they're raising money. So he is out there on the morning flight. I'm going to assume he's doing pretty good. He's a pretty good golfer. Yeah. And, man, they got a pretty day for it, too. Nothing but blue skies, maybe a little breeze, but not raining out there. So that's where he's at. But I got Drew Cobb sitting in with me. Thank you, Drew, so much.
I may not be qualified to be here, but I am here.
You're qualified to be on the radio.
Right. Right? I'll give you that.
We love, or I love, having help on this show. Any show by yourself is, you know, without music, is kind of a woo.
I'm not forecasting much sports knowledge coming from me dropping on.
But what I like about having you on the show is I can bring my sports knowledge, which is limited, and then get your reaction.
You're humble.
You know?
You're quite humble, Jared.
That's what we got in store for you today. That's what we're going to do. And I'm going to admit something here. I haven't had a lot of time to prep because I had to do a show before this show.
Same.
So we're going to be flying by the seat of our pants, but we'll get her done. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning on in. Don't forget, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected with us. Don't forget to follow the Skinny on Sports Facebook page. We try to throw some breaking news and stuff like that on there. But what we do daily is throw a replay of the show on there as soon as it's ready. That's in podcast form, which you can also find on KADSAM.com. And if you subscribe to us on iTunes, you get those fancy alerts on your phone every time a podcast is ready, which is basically a replay of the show. And speaking of downloading stuff, why don't you get the Paragon app? Just download that for free. You get everything. Everything Paragon. You get KECO. You get Cool 94. You get KADS. You get the Penny News, which, by the way, has hit newsstands. The new edition hit newsstands yesterday.
Fresh and free.
Fresh and free. Go pick that one up. And what else am I missing? Oh, Paragon TV. And okay, so I brought this up to Aaron, and I've said it before. People are like, school's out. School's out. Why would I go to Paragon TV? Why would I go to Warrior TV or Trojan TV? Why?
Because sports are year-round.
Because you can rewatch everything. There's an archive. You can watch, relive the game-winning shot or the touchdown pass thrown in that game by the Big Elks.
Right.
Stuff like that. There's an archive, and that's always fun.
Revel in glory.
Yeah. So that's why Paragon is very viable or very useful year-round. If you want to prove a point, go, no, he had 28 points, and I can prove it.
His foot was on the line.
Exactly. Get into that argument. But anyways, let's start that Paragon or Paragon app. We want you to download that for free, and you can stay connected with us. A lot of stuff, you know, it is kind of, we say, off-season, high school-wise, sure. There's a thing we haven't really talked about. I'll bring it up, is Classic Bowl up in Woodward. There's a lot of kids that are playing in that. We'll look at that coming up. We'll also check out the NBA playoffs, which are in full effect. You been watching any basketball or been following that, Drew?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. I knew that answer was coming.
I'm boycotting. I'm boycotting the NBA.
Why?
Because of Kyrie Irving, of course.
Because the Earth is flat?
No, I just
not that.
I just don't like him. Just don't like his face.
You don't like the guy?
Something about his face.
Makes me want to punch it.
It's something about his face. I don't trust him. Therefore, I gave up on the NBA.
Well, Kyrie is not playing, so that's a plus for you.
Oh, well, I guess I'll watch the NBA again.
He's out. Last night, Celtics, they took a 3-2 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals over the Miami Heat, beating them 93-80. Heat showed a little bit more life. They led after one quarter. Actually, they led after half, but it was a 32-point third quarter, outscoring the Heat from the Celtics 32-16, and they pulled away and win that one 93-80. Jason Tatum had 22 points, 12 rebounds, and was an assist away from a triple-double, had 9 assists. He was fantastic. That's why he's first
team. What a fun player to watch.
He's a great.
He really is.
I really like Jason Tatum. I really do. He's a good player. Plus minus was awesome. He's over 17 or plus 17. Again, 22 points. But he wasn't the leading scorer. Brown was. He had 25. Jaylen Brown had 25 points. And let's see, on 10 of 19 shooting. And he had 5 three-pointers last night. Big for the Celtics as they are on the cusp of getting into the NBA Finals, one win away. And that one win could come in the Garden in Boston on Saturday, I believe. No, Friday. So, and this was the series I thought we would get. I thought we would get 7 games. But Miami, man, they've just been beat up.
Yeah.
Injuries. Haslam did not play. Morris didn't play. I think Hero gave it a go. I'm not sure, though. Don't think he did.
Ah.
So,
And that's a big one right there.
Yeah. Butler, one of their stars, he had 13 points. Not the greatest of showings from him. 18 points from Abuela. Adebayo.
Bam Adebayo.
Thank you.
Yeah, Kentucky player, so that's the reason I knew.
This is why you're here.
As Tyler Hero is as well.
And Oladipo, he had a great game last outing, and game 4, not so much tonight. He hit 1 three-pointer. No, excuse me. He had a field goal and a free throw. Mm. Only 3 points from Oladipo. It's not going to cut it. So Miami is in trouble, but Boston looking pretty good. And going into tonight, we have Golden State and Dallas. Will Dallas stave off elimination again? We'll have to it's in San Francisco, and that's hard to see. They trail it 3-1 in this series. Golden State a 7-point favorite. Is Golden State back to the dominant Golden State?
Not what they once were.
You don't think so?
No, not at all. But you look at the wave that Luka Doncic is on right now. Even if they're down. I mean, that might be the exact position Luka needs, because that's how I am. I hate being ahead. I want to be behind, and I want to come back and win.
Really?
And that's what Luka's got. He's got that competitive thing where he would rather be down 2 points with 30 seconds on the clock and him get the ball than be up 30 points with 2 minutes left.
Well, he's a clutch player in elimination games.
Yeah.
We talked about that, I think, yesterday. Aaron and I did, about Luka. He's averaging 28 points per game. 9 rebounds and 8 assists, on the high side of those two, almost more than that. But so here's another elimination game. Can Luka and the Mavericks hold back the Warriors? I don't know if they can. Do you think are we going back to it can be a one-star player on a team?
Absolutely not.
And be dominant, or do you have to have the big 3 or even 2?
I don't think so. I think as far as just athletics in general has come, you look at these guys on the floor now, the difference between your best player on the team and the worst player on the team, whether that player is LeBron James or Ja Morant or whoever, it's not that wide. I mean, you're talking every guy is 7 feet tall. Every guy can shoot from 30 feet. Every guy is fast. Every guy is quick. Every guy can handle the ball. I mean, it's just a tiny margin makes you better than the other players. I don't think that gap is there like it used to be. It ain't like Michael Jordan just beating up on a bunch of white guys. You know what I mean?
There's some that can hold their own, but we're talking about the greatest of all time in that nature. But, I don't know. I mean, I Golden State, this conversation was brought up yesterday about Golden State. Are we on the way to another little – I guess we can still call it a dynasty from them if they were able to go and win this whole thing again. But are they getting too old? All of them, Klay Thompson, I don't think was Klay Thompson before the injury. I think he's kind of had to change his game, but he's still very productive. Curry's always going to be Curry. Green's always going to be a bully. But they are getting on the north side of 30, which is old in the NBA.
Right.
You know, the shelf life of NBA players, it's not like it once was.
Right.
So, I wonder, I question the longevity of another dominant Warrior era.
Well, I mean, you look at, like, Poole, for example. He has stepped up and filled in a big-time role, that was lacking there. I mean, you got other players that can fill in. I think, you know, a team is only as good as their program. You come into a program, you learn how that program operates. If you've got a backup guy that can step up and do those same things, make those same shots, do the same reps, I mean, you're going to still find success. The Warriors have success because they shoot from any spot on the floor. You have to defend them from every spot on the floor, and they're able to consistently make those really tough shots because they practice those shots. So, you know, I think it's more about the program than the players. That youth's going to come in, they're going to watch what's happening above them, and they're going to fill in those roles. They're going to learn how to be long-term successful NBA players.
That's right. So that's tonight as the Golden State Warriors and the Mavericks. Let's see what time that one is. Click, click, waiting. Circle is rounding around. Yeah, it would be 8 o'clock our time.
Right.
No, not terribly late. I'm interested to see what the Mavericks can do, if they can once again get a much-needed win, or if the Warriors are going to be the first team to punch their ticket to the finals. Should be interesting. It is the Skinny on Sports. Jared filling in for Aaron today. We have Drew Cobb hanging out with me. Thank you, Drew. Appreciate you.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
So before the break, kind of mentioned that we Classic Bowl. It's been a classic. I don't even know what year they're in right now in the Classic Bowl. It's taking place up in Woodward. It used to be, and it still is, highlighted by the football game, which was huge. We used to pick up the radio feed. I mean, they would have Bob Berry, not junior, but Bob Berry senior, call the game. And then Dave Hunziker, they kind of switched that back and forth. I'm not sure who's doing it, and probably Dave Hunziker again. We'd pick up that radio call, and because there's a lot of local kids that played in it. It's been 20-some years. I know it's probably been longer, but they've added basketball to Classic Bowl, both boys and girls. And if those who don't know what that is, it's like an all-star event where they grab players from not just Oklahoma,
surrounding counties,
from Texas, Kansas, up, you know, it's played up in Woodward, so that kind of northwest region right there. But they do elect kids from this area, or grab or award kids, I guess, from this area to go up there. So very, very cool. A great honor. And I got all the rosters here.
Ah, I got the Roosters.
Got the rosters here. So let's check out. We'll start with baseball. And we'll look at all the local kids. Ryan Carlisle and Brett Griffith from Arapahoe Butler. Colt Randall, Drew Steffes from Canute. Matt Bales, Jaden. I'm so sorry. Is it Kranick? Yes.
Yeah,
Kranick from Elk City. Jackson Spikes from Hammond, Drake Page, Jack Puffenbarger from Leedy, Gunnar Oaks from Thomas Faye Custer, and Brett Bozarth and Sam Hoffman from Weatherford. Coaches will be J.W. Gillette from Canute among them, and there's others too, but he's a local guy. They'll be coaching the baseball team at the Classic Bowl, help out coaching the baseball team. Boys basketball, now they split these up into two teams. So it's a big roster. So I don't know what team they're on. But let's look at here. Ryan Carlisle, Brett Griffith for Arapahoe Butler. Colby Maddox and Colt Randall for Canute. Some of these are multiple players. Mm-hmm. Jackson Crumley from Clinton. Hammond, Josh Land, and Trey Torrance. I'm quickly scanning, looking. Thomas Faye Custer, Gunnar Oaks again.
Mm-hmm.
From Weatherford, Kay Jennings and Ty Vu. There you go. There's some local guys right there on the basketball team.
These things are definitely an honor to be a part of, I would imagine. There's one thing, though, because I don't know if you got to play in any of these, but I know you played baseball. I don't know if you got to play in one of those.
No.
Okay.
I wasn't that good.
Well, yeah, I wasn't either. That's what I'm getting at. But for some reason, I got picked to play in, I don't even know what it was, but it was one of these similar things in the middle of the summer, and it was for basketball. And it was all the surrounding counties and some of the better players from around. I don't know how. I mean, we were a 5-21 team, which is probably why I got to be on. Like, who do we send from that team? I don't know. Send the only senior on the team. I guess that's how I ended up being there. The one thing I remember more than anything is just how I was suffering the whole time. Because you're out of shape. It's the middle of summer. You're huffing and puffing. And you're like, I can't do this. I can't run up and down this floor right now.
Well, some of these guys, if they didn't make All-State, and some did, I can't tell you who, but a lot of them did. But some of them who didn't, this is their last competitive high school event.
Right.
So that's special. There's I mean, that's it for them.
It's
so
tough to go out of baseball straight into
Yeah.
95 degree heat and you got a bunch of equipment on.
Yeah. they've added golf. I don't know when they've added. By the way, this is the 34th version of Classic Bowl. They've added golf played up at Boiling Springs where they just had the boys' state tournament in 4A at least. So great, great course up there. And great reports from Aaron and Sean when they went up there to cover that. Brett Griffith and Ryan Carlisle from Arapahoe Butler will be playing in that. Baylor Golston from Elk City. Peyton Goodall from Leedy. Those will be on, obviously, the boys' golf team playing golf up there. I know we had girls. Let me find. There we go. And girls golf, Taylor Ford and Lexi Frazier and Daly Pollard and Kira Stair, all from Merritt. They had
a lot of familiar names.
Great
there, yeah.
Season right there up in Merritt. So they'll go up there and play. I think that's the entire team almost. Chloe Cummins from Weatherford and Madeline Haida from Weatherford will be on the golf team. Congratulations to them. And I'm holding football for last because everybody wants to know about football, right?
Yeah, this is America.
Did I mention girls basketball? I don't think I did.
I don't think you did.
Kind of jumping around here.
I think you did the ladies golf, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Girls basketball at Classic Bowl. Abby Barton and Abby Ford, both of Cheyenne. From Hammond, Jolie Walker. Congratulations to Jolie. From Leedy, Kenna Silas. From Merritt, Daly Pollard. Be playing in it. Looking. And from Weatherford, Hunter Bayless. That's it from our area.
I bet our old friend Kennedy Walker is super proud of her younger sister.
Oh, yeah. She always is. Yeah.
Oh, Kennedy. Well, let's wish Kennedy well. Been a while since we've seen old Kennedy.
I know. It's been a little bit. Okay, I think that's all the sports except football. We'll start with football. This is on the West roster, which really just consists of our players from this area. From Elk City, Drake Hughes has been selected. And from Clinton, Antonio Cisneros, Aaron Seabolt, and Tayson Turney from Clinton. Oh, I missed Garrett Dye. He was on the bottom. There we go. Garrett Dye from Elk City, too. So some representation right there. Also from the area on the West team, Sayers Colt Merrick, Thomas's Camden Billy, Weatherford's Brett Bozarth. And that's it from our area. Congratulations to all those guys. Now, what's the schedule look like for Classic Bowl? Now, as I said, it's starting this weekend, and the events go all through next week. So in golf, it'll be played on Saturday up at Boiling Springs, both boys and girls. That's all day on Saturday. Then Monday, Memorial Day, the softball game will be played. Did I miss softball rosters? I did. There's a lot. They've added a lot.
There's a lot. They're trying to be
so
inclusive.
Much stuff happening.
They're trying to be inclusive, Jared. They want everybody.
So much stuff
to have an opportunity.
Is happening. I'm sure the text line's blowing up. I didn't even open up the text line.
I'm afraid to open up the text line.
580-225-9698. Give a shout out to anybody I may have missed. I'm sorry if I have. Okay, softball.
Jared was on the radio talking trash about my kid.
He didn't mention my son, Johnny. Jolie Walker's on the softball team. No surprise there. She was a fantastic softball player. Or is. Shaylin Hahn and Abby Mann and Kenna Silas, all from Leedy, from Thomas, Jernay Roberts. And that's it from our area. There we go. Looking for any... Nope, there was no local coaches. I didn't check the... let's see here. Boys basketball coaches. It doesn't list them,
you know,
which is weird.
I'm sitting here laughing in my head, Jared. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you're going through these names, and one thing I notice is that you can actually pronounce most of them.
Oh, yeah?
Like when people our age...
I hope I am.
When people our age start having kids that are at high school age, which they're getting close, you know all those kids' names are like Kaziafis and Norfa Taco, you know, things like that that we've never seen before. It's going to be very difficult to go through rosters pretty soon because everybody names their kids something special now.
But you get used to them. You know, you get used to them.
It's hard enough as is. I know. Going through names like Renee and Sarah, which are normal names, it's going to be. And then parents now also have, like, if it is a normal name, it has to be spelled weird. Like, we're not going to spell Sarah Sarah. We're going to spell it Saru. Sarah, with two H's. Sarah. You know, it's you're not going to. Saru? It's going to be. it's going to be miserable.
My favorite thing is when someone comes up to me, like if I'm at a game, calling a game, and they don't know how to say someone's name. I'm like, I'm like, how do you say this name, number 24? How do you say that person? You know, well, it's said like this, and I'll tell them. And
it clearly says Hip Hop Anonymous, right?
Okay, now we can get to the schedule. I mentioned Saturday is going to be golf. Monday will be the softball game. Also the baseball game on Monday. Tuesday, girls basketball. Thursday, boys basketball. And I never found, I apologize, there's actually cheerleading in classic ball and band.
Yeah, no surprise there.
And I never found a roster or list of
it's
participants
band.
There.
It's banned, but it's just the Elk City Band.
That'd be.
It's just the Elk City Band.
Oh, sweepstakes again?
No offense.
We need everybody.
Yeah. No offense to anybody
Mr.
else.
Mr. DeWitt,
out there,
we need everybody from your band. Classic Bowl parade's happening next Saturday morning on the 4th, and the football game is next Saturday, the 4th, Saturday night at Woodward High School. I mentioned the band, 250-member honor band, will be performing at halftime. Cheerleaders, it doesn't say how many were the cheerleaders. And this is they're saying 91 participating schools throughout Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas.
Wow.
Big event. 34th Classic Bowl. 34.
Older than me.
That is pretty cool. You know, I was in Classic Bowl. I was on the band one time.
That a boy.
Yep.
What did you play?
I was on the drum line.
Oh, yeah? Did that help you pick up chicks?
No comment.
I meant that seriously, man. In Elk City, the people in band are like the popular kids.
I don't doubt it.
You know, there's this what do you call it, a stereotype of the band kids being nerdy. But in Elk City, if you want to be cool, you're in the band. Period.
I don't doubt it.
We got that thing in Western Oklahoma.
That's cool.
You got people in their football uniforms at halftime out there on the trumpet.
I loved being in band.
That's what everybody says.
I loved it for many reasons. You know, I mean, learned a lot, obviously, but I loved going to the games. I love marching band a lot, so I love going to the game. Anyway, yep. But, yeah, but I was on that thing. My band director came and said, you want to be in Classic Bowl? Sure, let's go.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
And you ended up being a radio broadcaster rather than a jazz musician.
You know, that is I miss that in – you see it at the college level, obviously, but like jazz band at basketball games.
How many times did you watch Drumline?
Oh, I don't know.
72?
Nah,
over under.
I don't know.
Don't lie, Jared.
I really don't know. I've seen it.
Oh, I know you've seen it.
Let's quickly try to change the subject to baseball. College baseball yesterday, OU and OSU got things started at the Big 12 tournament, and I'm efforting scores because they don't really lay it out as smooth as you want. OSU got things started early. 9 a.m. was their first game. They took on Texas, and they fell to the Longhorns. Where is the dang score? Remind me to remind everybody ESPN is not as cracked up as it used to be. They lost 4-0, so they had to turn around and play today at 9 o'clock, which they've already started, and we'll tell you how they're doing. OU, they got off to a 6-0 start thanks to a grand slam by, I forget the young man's name. Had to hold on, though, to win, beating West Virginia 6-4. That game was tighter than what the scoreboard indicated. West Virginia's bats came alive like final two innings of the game. I was watching it, and I fell asleep. That's how late it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I turned it off, and it was 6-0. And then
that's
I
the
checked the score, and it was 6-4, and I kind of saw the recap. So their bats came alive there. And that's kind of been OU's bugaboo as of late. They'll get these leads and then blow them because the pitching kind of runs out. So interested to see how they match up today with Texas Tech. Texas Tech, they won 5-3 over Kansas State. So that'll pit Texas Tech and Oklahoma in the last game today, I believe, around 7:30. And OSU playing Baylor right now. Baylor lost their game yesterday, but OSU is leading currently 1-0. They are in the bottom of the second inning on that one. Other matchups in the Big 12 tournament, I just kind of have to pick them out here because they don't put them in conference order.
Where are they playing, by the way?
Arlington, down in Texas Rangers' brand-new stadium. which I got a comment about that, but let me get to these games first. West Virginia and Kansas State, they play at 12:30. They're the next game up today. It's a loser's bracket game. It's a double elimination tournament, by the way. TCU and Texas should be interesting. That's at 4 o'clock. And then, like I mentioned, OU and Texas Tech playing. OU has had a lot of success against the Red Raiders this season. They won the season-ending series against them, beating them 2 games out of 3. OU did. Almost had a chance for a sweep and a share of the regular season title, which was kind of came out of nowhere. So they got a lot of confidence going up against Texas Tech in this one. That could put them in the catbird seat if they can get a W tonight at 7:30. My comment about playing at Arlington in the Texas Rangers' new stadium, which is awesome. I mean, it's huge.
That's what I hear.
Retractable roof, so climate control if it gets too hot or if it's raining, no rain delays. I get that. But for the college game and how much it is not attracting fans on a Wednesday morning.
Right.
Or right now on a Thursday morning. Even though they'll say, yeah, we brought in this many fans, that's a drop in the bucket when that stadium can hold so many.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right. Do you think that this has something to, like, the, have you noticed lately, and it's been in the rounds of news, sports news, how the players, the umpires are letting them be more emotional during the games now. If you're pitching and you strike someone out, you can pretty much flip them off and scream at them. And if you hit a home run, you can walk all the way. Like, I feel like they're allowing players to do this because it's good for entertainment.
I think it's more allowed if it is directed. Like, I understand when it's a pitcher versus batter, it's one versus one, and they win that battle, and the pitcher's pumping his fists and screaming. If he keeps it within himself, or if he kind of directs that energy towards his teammates in his dugout,
yeah,
and they're cheering back at him, that's fine. Same thing with the batter. If he hits a home run, does the bat flip, and kind of pumps his fist or pumps his chest towards his own dugout, that's fine. As long as it's not directed towards your opponent, I think they allow it.
That's not what I've been watching, man.
Really?
I mean, these guys are striking dudes out and then, like, pointing at the other team's dugout, cussing at them. And
What game is this?
All of these games. Have you not? I mean, I watched the highlights.
I watched them last night. I didn't see
I specifically look for this stuff, though, which is probably why I've seen more of it. But it seems like 20 years ago when you'd watch the College World Series, it was still like, oh, yes, sir, I believe I'll take it at bat now. Oh, it was a pleasure striking you out, sir.
Are they twirling their mustache when they say it?
Precisely. Is this the Three Musketeers or is this the College World Series? What's
going on? I think there's certain limits that
I like
the
it.
Officials, you know, they're right there in it. I think they hear what's being said, and there's some sportsmanship and gamemanship to it that they, you know, and I don't know, in the SEC it's a little bit more heightened. It's, you know, it just means more, whatever. But anyways, I don't have a problem with it.
I don't either. I like bat flips and finger flips, and I like it all, man. I like it as malicious as possible.
Well, but anyways, back to the – it felt like when I'm watching – I was watching a lot of the Big 12 tournament yesterday, and it just felt like they're playing in an empty arena. There were fans there, but the ping of the bat, you could hear the big echo. You could hear the echo of the fans yelling and the players yelling. So I thought – I've always thought Bricktown in Oklahoma City was a perfect venue. It's not too big. It's not too small. It's big enough to accommodate. Only problem is, and it would have been a problem yesterday, there would have been rain delays.
Right.
There's rain. I mean, it very rarely rains in Oklahoma City, but it seems like it only rains in Oklahoma City when they're hosting the Big 12 tournament or the Women's College World Series,
right,
which is coming up in a couple of weeks.
The least opportune time.
Yeah, but I don't know. Big 12 has been – they've been trying to figure out the best venue for the Big 12 baseball tournament. I don't think they figured it out yet.
Right.
I know newer is always the common misconception is that newer is always better. I don't think it is in this case.
Right. I agree with you.
I love the Texas Rangers. Don't get me wrong. I love that they built that new stadium. It's awesome. They needed it because they needed the climate control because it was insanely hot in the middle of summer there. There's no breeze if you got lower bowl seats.
Oh, yeah. I've been there many times.
Ridiculous. Took my wife there one time, and she said, I'll never come back. And then when they built the new stadium, hey, guess what, honey?
We're going back.
Good news. Now it's climate controlled. So if it's 110 in Arlington, they're going to close that roof, and they're going to pump in some cool air.
Hop in. We're going to Hank Hill's backyard. Let's go.
But in this case, I don't think it's the best venue for college baseball. It's just, I might be in the minority here because it's so new and everything. And, you know, Is it more central? That could be argued. I mean,
Oklahoma City's the crossroads of America, and we've hosted the Big 12 tournament there many times.
Right.
I've attended it, and it was awesome.
It's fun.
There's shade. There's breeze.
Yeah.
There's beer. It's great.
And right down the middle of downtown Oklahoma City, that area right there at Arlington, they've really built up. It's next to AT&T Stadium. There's a lot of entertainment, a lot of places to eat, a lot of places to stay. I mean, it's very accommodating in that regard, but I think it's too big. That's just me, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it almost makes the conference look sad when you can't fill up that stadium.
Yeah.
And I get it, college baseball in the Big 12, outside of Oklahoma State, really. I mean, TCU brings fans. Oklahoma State brings fans. They know it. They know what's going on. They built the new stadium. O'Brien Stadium is awesome, and they fill it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think. If I was a player, would I want the crowd, or would I want to play on the same field as the pros? Which one would mean more to me? And I honestly don't know. Because when I was playing sports, I can't pay any attention to the crowd.
Players feed off the crowd.
Yeah, I never did. I couldn't even hear the crowd. It was like obsolete to me. So I think I would want to play, because we got to play on like some minor league fields, and that was just incredible. I mean, it made you feel like you were a higher level player than you were before. But you make a good point. Kind of like the same thing with the Big House. You know, when you do the state tournament at the Big House basketball,
right?
You know, it's hard to fill that place up. So it, you know, the crowd.
Well, on a Saturday, that place is packed. But then I wonder, okay. Yes, the Big House is getting archaic, and they're building a new one. But what if they took this event and moved it to downtown Oklahoma City inside Paycom?
Oh, yeah.
Would Paycom be too big?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Would it take away from the magic of a state championship game? You know what I mean? So it's an argument. I get it, but I think that the ballpark in Arlington is too big for the Big 12 baseball tournament.
Yeah, you're probably right, man.
We'll see what this weekend looks like, you know, and I'm probably quick to judge because I'm basing it on attendance on a Wednesday. Not a lot of people are going to go.
Right.
You know, they're just not. But when we get closer to the weekend, tomorrow, we get into the more high-profile games of semifinal games and then championship game on Saturday. So we'll see what the attendance looks like. But I think that attendance might wane a little bit, especially for OU and OSU fans, because Super Regional in softball. You know where that's happening, right there in Norman and in Stillwater. Jared filling in for Aaron on this Thursday. He'll be back with us tomorrow. I got Drew hanging out with me on this, what's turned into a beautiful Thursday mid-morning, and it's supposed to stay like that throughout the Memorial Day weekend. I that's how I want rain, Drew.
Yeah, next chance coming like Tuesday night, I believe.
Yeah, give us rain on Mondays, Tuesdays, whatever, and then leave our weekends alone, Mother Nature, and I think she's going to accommodate.
And this ain't just any old weekend. This is Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
This is a big weekend.
A lot of cookouts, a lot of baseball being played, a lot of softball being played. I know there's a big tournament happening at the Fiveplex for baseball and softball. It's going to be busy. You know what's cool? Have you seen what Elk City is doing?
Oh, they're doing a lot of things. What are you talking about?
On every Saturday, there's events happening out at the Fiveplex.
Yep.
The city of Elk City is going to have, and I'd have to look up the times. Someone could probably tell me, 580-225-9698 if you want to text in. They're going to have the trolley.
This is awesome, yeah.
And they're going to just like a bus route.
Mm-hmm. Downtown to the Fiveplex. Back and forth.
Back and forth. Going to downtown, going back to the Fiveplex. You can jump on and off. I believe it's totally free. So if you have time between games, jump on the trolley.
That's a great downtown idea. Whoever came up with this, tip of the hat to you.
I think we know who came up with this.
Who?
One Mr. Tom Ivester. I'm going to give him credit. He'll probably be quick to turn it down, but it's a great idea.
Yes, sir.
When does the city use the trolley?
Christmas time, right? The Holly
was
Jolly
it
Trolley.
Only Christmas?
Yeah, I believe it was just the Holly Jolly Trolley during the Christmas in the park season.
So now this is, you know, you can use it.
Splendid idea.
Yes.
We got the train revamped, and it's being conducted again.
Think about this. I know parking out there when both sides are full, baseball, softball, parking is, there's a lot of parking options, but people want to park close. I get it. And there's different parking lots. There's the school. There's the new activity center, the parking lot they could park at. I believe it's still available. You know, you have to walk a little bit. Why not just park downtown?
I'm about to just
jump on the trolley.
I'm going to steal my dad's Polaris Ranger and just go out there and be like, I'll give you a ride for a dollar.
Well, they do that too. You're greedy.
Well, mine will have enclosed air conditioning, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah, well, for free, they have golf carts, and they help out those who need to ride.
Well, this is America, free market capitalism.
Anyway, I love this idea. But a lot of stuff happening. Beautiful weekend to do it. Mentioned softball. OSU, they'll start their super regional today. They're hosting Clemson. They went 2 of 3. They're in. They're in the Women's College World Series against the 10th-seeded Clemson Lady Tigers. 42-15 on the year. OSU is 44-12. And OSU playing probably their best softball right now. They got the Big 12 tournament title over OU. They breezed through their regional over Fordham 12-0, Nebraska 7-4, and North Texas 2-0 to punch their ticket to the Super Regional and host Clemson. Clemson, their last five, they lost to Virginia Tech and Florida State in the ACC tournament, but they went 3-0 in their regional, taking down the likes of UNCW, which is North Carolina, Wilmington, I believe, Auburn, and Louisiana, and they did not allow a run through that three-game stretch in their regional, so they're coming in a little hot as well. Keep an eye on that one. I've picked OSU in 3. Aaron's picked them in 2.
Well, I'm going to go with you, Jared.
I think the matchup is pretty even, but I think OSU gets it done. Also starting today is Texas of it's only 2 super regionals starting today, OSU and Clemson in Arkansas, and Texas. This is in Arkansas. Texas, one of those teams that has, you know, they're been a perennial power in their own right, but they got to go to Arkansas, who is 47-9. So keep an eye on that one. By the way, tonight's game, OSU versus Clemson, is at 8:30. It's a late one.
Wow. I can't stay awake then.
Over in Stillwater. But the glorious thing about college softball is the games can be pretty fast.
Oh, yeah.
And fun. I've always...
A lot of action.
A lot of action. OU, they will host UCF. Central Florida, 16 seed. Central Florida against the number 1 seed Oklahoma Sooners. And they will start tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. And if they win, then the Saturday game. And by the way, tomorrow's game 2 for OSU is at 8:00 at night, so you can catch both those games, which is convenient. And then Saturday, the if needed game for Oklahoma State. They that's when they would play that if needed game. They don't have a time on it, but Saturday OU would play at 1:00 in the afternoon against UCF. So there's your super regional outlook for the local schools. And a great opportunity for OU and OSU to get back to the College World Series, the Women's College World Series. And could this be the year? Me and Aaron really want this to be the year. It's an all Bedlam final.
That'd be cool.
That would be awesome. Questions about OU? Would Jordy Ball play? Don't know. She's the dynamic freshman pitcher. She's been dealing with some arm soreness. She did not pitch in the Big 12 tournament. She did not pitch in the regional. And all by design, getting her as much rest as possible. And I wouldn't be shocked if she does not pitch against Central Florida. I think OU could be okay against Central Florida with the other pitchers, as long as their bats come alive. And that's, you know, if Allo is up there hitting home runs, I mean, that whole lineup is capable of hitting home runs, but she's usually usually the one that gets things going. If the bats come alive, I think they'll be okay. And we might not see Jordy Ball this week either. So it's
save her.
I'd save her as long as you can. But there's going to have to come there's going to be a point where they're going to have to say, we need to get her back into the rhythm. And I don't know if you want to wait till the College World Series to do that.
Maybe you leave it up to her. How do you feel?
Yeah.
You know, don't worry about us. Do you want to pitch?
Yeah.
You know, maybe leave it up to her. Maybe that'd be the best decision.
I totally agree. All right. You got a duck?
I do need to duck. Tradio is calling.
Tradio tomorrow.
Buy, sell, trade action. You're going to have it tomorrow. Reliving your glory days.
I will help you out there tomorrow. I don't know about...
You'll be there.
I'll just be there.
You will be there. And that is 90% of it, Jared. So thank you. Thank you for having me today as well.
Thanks for helping me out, bud. I appreciate you. Thank you very much. Okay, yeah, he's going to head on out of there again. Oh, let's go back to scores. The Big 12 tournament, OSU was up 1-0 on Baylor in the second, but I believe that score may have changed, and it has. 4-1 now, OSU leading Baylor 4-1. It was 1-1 momentarily, but OSU just trying to stay alive in the Big 12 tournament. They lead over Baylor 4-1. That is in the bottom of the third inning. And again, OU, they take on Texas Tech, a team they've had success with. They take on Texas Tech later tonight at 7:30. See if they can keep their hot streak going. Well, I tell you what, we're going to duck on out of here. I know it's a little early, but we are almost out of time, and I'm almost out of topics. Thanks for tuning on in. We'll have Aaron back with us tomorrow, and we'll wrap up the week and preview. We'll talk about what happened in the Big 12 baseball tournament today. Also, what happened in Stillwater with the OSU Super Regional Softball Tournament as OSU is hosting Clemson. So we'll break that down, see what happened in that one, and we'll preview the OU Super Regional as well. Thanks for tuning on in. This has been the Skinny on Sports on 98.1 FM, 1240 AM, KADS, the Sports Animal. Have a wonderful Thursday. Take advantage of it. It's beautiful outside.
You've been listening to the Skinny on Sports podcast with Aaron Cowan. Be sure to hit that subscribe button to get alerts of when the latest podcast is available. Thanks for listening.
That ball is blistered to right. Way.